The Regulatory Commission of Alaska has approved a power purchase agreement between Anchorage-based Chugach Electric and Fire Island Wind LLC, a wind power farm owned by Cook Inlet Region Incorporated. KSKA's Ellen Lockyer has more.
Alternative energy advocates are hailing a decision by the Regulatory Commission of Alaska that will enable a wind power project to go forward. After several days of deliberation, the RCA closed the docket on a bid by Chugach Electric to buy power from the Fire Island Wind Farm. The decision, made late Monday night, allows the project to proceed with financing and construction this year. Steve Cleary is with the Alaska Public Interest Research Group, or ACPIRG.
You know, there's been some other great successes around the state, Kodiak, Kotzebue, on a smaller scale, but this will be a big signature project. And again, we think it's a great investment in the future. We think it's going to be a really good resource for Alaska to tap into, and a great way to take a step towards the 50% renewable energy goal that by 2025 that the legislature and the governor enacted.
The sticking point during RCA deliberations was the amount of the purchase price that Chugach could pass on to its customers through cost adjustments. The RCA order allows Chugach to make payments to Fire Island through cost adjustments to its fuel and power purchases that are passed on to Chugach power consumers, according to RCA spokesperson Ann Wild. The RCA order also requires Chugach to release other utilities that are connected to the Rail Belt energy grid from responsibility for any extra costs that may be incurred from lapses in wind power. And Chugach must disclose to its members the cost of the wind power and must file status reports. Chugach Electric is a member-owned utility with 80,000 metered customers. Chugach spokesman Phil Steyer says it's premature to comment on the decision pending a meeting of Chugach's board of directors set for Wednesday. The City of Anchorage's Municipal Light and Power was an intervener in the RCA discussion because the utility operators were concerned that if something went wrong with the wind power supply, that Rail Belt utilities would be saddled with extra costs. ML&P General Manager Jim Posey could not be reached for comment. The RCA made an expedited decision in the case, citing as its reason the fact that the Fire Island Wind Project would be abandoned unless the matter of cost recovery was resolved. The RCA's approval allows for nearly 4% of Chugach's energy needs to be powered by wind energy. I'm Ellen Lockyer.